This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Last Friday we started the lunches at Blackwood RSL again, and we had 15 people attend. It was just like old times, lots of chatter and catching up on the latest. The next lunch will be on the 14th of August. If you wish to attend the lunch, you'll have to book with the RSL on 8278 6253 or via email at rslbwwod@bigpond.com. Alternatively, you can send me an email and I'll book for you. Still no date for when we can start chat mornings. This is getting critical. We have a training and assessment weekend coming up in August. Barry is busy looking for an alternative venue if we cannot use the Girl Guides facilities. I have quite a backlog of technical presentations for the fourth Saturday mornings at the Shack. Some progress has been made towards sourcing the Kiwi SDRs and other equipment. We need to add two more four-channel remote receivers to Paul's very quiet receiving site. We still have to resolve the power supply limitations. We need more solar cells, batteries, and a radio quiet solar converter, battery charger. Barry, VK5BW, and Paul, VK5PH, are working on sourcing the items needed. The Kiwi SDRs are in short supply, so it may take some time to obtain them. We do know that AREG and NERC are also in the market for these. We have two AHARS nets each week on the VK5RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset. The original Monday night net starting at 8 p.m. and what I'm calling the Corona net on Thursday nights, also starting at 8 p.m. I've not been able to run the last two sessions due to other commitments, but thanks to Dean, VK5LB, for taking over. Remember, by joining in on the 2-metre nets, you are exercising social distancing. We have to observe. We are 2 metres apart. I've received more information from the Mitcham Council about access to the hall, and we will start our general meetings on the 17th of September. Our first event will be the annual members buy and sell. Keep an ear on the broadcast and keep your eye on your AHARS emails for more details. It looks like we will have to cancel this year's buy and sell in November. I doubt if the borders will be open, and our commercial vendors come from Victoria, and so do some of our buyers. We will look at running one in the new year if this happens. We still have our members buy and sell in September this year. It will be our first meeting back in the club rooms. We're still looking for a secretary, so if you'd like to fill that position, please email me. You can send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week, 73.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta, with this week's news report from the North East Radio Club. Well, Friday night's meeting on Houghton was very well attended. We had about 18 or 19, I think. And, the subject of the night was computer logging programs. And Charlie, VK5VC, went through all the various types of programs and how you can use them and what they're good for and how you get access to them. Some of them are free and others you've got to pay for. But there's certainly a lot of that material available now to radio amateurs, and they're very, very versatile. So thanks very much for that, Charlie. It certainly opened a lot of people's eyes about what's available in the way of logging programs for amateur radio these days. Now, just to remind everyone that the membership fees are a due, and no doubt you've received the account, and you can take advantage of the early bird payment if you renew your membership fees by the meeting in September, which will be Friday the 11th of September. So Yeah, the membership dues are now due. And we're going to have an AGM on the air. We can't have a real AGM, so we're going to have a virtual one. And that will be on Friday the 14th of August on the Houghton Repeater. So there'll be more news about that in upcoming programs. And if you know somebody who wants to do the exam, or if you want to do the exam yourself and upgrade, then Peter's the man to talk to. You can send Peter an email on vk5px@waa.org.au, and he'll be able to get you on a examination. So good luck with the examinations. And of course we've got a couple of regular nets going every week. The Wednesday Coffee Corona Club net is on at 10 a.m. on the Houghton Repeater. Lots of fun and plenty to talk about, so come along and join in the Coffee Corona Club net. And every Friday night it's the F Troop net at 5 p.m. and that's on the Link Repeater system. And it's usually run by Tony, and he'll be able to keep us in line for the F Troop net. It's always good fun. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's updates from the South East Radio Group. It's been a relatively quiet week, so far anyway, with a few things happening behind the scenes, but not much out in the glare of daylight. John, VK5DJ, has been busy updating our website. Most of the effort has involved a page devoted to club members' shacks. Unfortunately, because of the value of some amateur equipment, we have decided to put these on our members' page so the general public can't see who has what and get itchy fingers. John has also been busy making minor upgrades to various parts of the repeater system. Colin, VK5DK, has been having a daily skid on 10 GHz with Alan, VK3XPD, in Melbourne, over a distance of about 380 kilometres. A number of other members have been keeping themselves busy during lockdown by playing with D-Star, C4FM and DMR, using hotspots as we do not have a local repeater here for any of those modes at this stage. Last Friday week we held yet another very successful business meeting over the air via our 2-metre network. Check-ins were down a little on the previous week, but it was a quality field which included one of our potential new members. It was very nice to hear from Hans, VK5 Papa Hotel Sierra. Our next formal meeting will be our annual general meeting on Friday the 31st of July, with a casual on-air get-together again on the preceding Friday evening. Doing things this way sure beats trudging out into the cold and wet, though some still have to endure sitting in a cold shack to participate. I don't have much more for you this week. For the next week or three, this segment will be delivered by John, VK5DJ, as I will be QRT for a little while. Thank you for offering to continue this club news bit for me, John. It's much appreciated. As always, I will close this session by letting you all know that the members of the South East Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And of course, I say 7-3 from Serge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.